proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue with our series about Elijah, described in the fifth chapter of James as a man of like passions unto us. We turn our attention to one of Elijah's final encounters with King Ahab, where the prophet literally spoke truth to power. The author of 1 Kings chapter 20 related how God gave to Ahab two important victories over the king of Syria, a man by the name of Ben-Hadad. Yet those triumphs did not cause Ahab to repent of his idolatry and his evil ways. 1 Kings chapter 21 contained a sordid incident in which, at Ahab's connivance, his wife Jezebel perpetuated a judicial murder in order to acquire for her husband a field that he desired. Here's the setting of that particular crime. A man by the name of Naboth owned a parcel of land adjoining Ahab's palace. The king offered to buy that field. Naboth declined to sell. This refusal grieved Ahab, to the point where he actually took to his bed and refused to eat. When his wife Jezebel learned about the matter, she went into immediate action. In the words of the author of 1 Kings, she, quote, wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal, unquote. By doing so, she acted with the implicit, if not explicit, knowledge of her husband Ahab in this matter. That circumstance makes Ahab just as guilty of the ensuing crime as Jezebel was. At the very least, he knew about it, and the very worst, actually connived at it. Here's what Jezebel did. She ordered the elders of the city where Naboth lived to proclaim a fast. She had Naboth accused of blasphemy, and even suborned perjured testimony against him from two men. The residents of Nahab's town, prompted by Jezebel, convicted him. They executed him and his family, stoning them to death. The narrative in 1 Kings chapter 19 continued by noting that, quote, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead, unquote. There's no indication in the scripture record that Ahab asked how this convenient death came about. Instead, the king immediately took possession of that field which he coveted. His action thereby displayed his callousness and insensitivity to the enormity of the crime he and Jezebel committed. God informed Elijah about what had transpired in that matter. He told him to go visit Ahab and commission the prophet to tell that king, quote, thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where the dogs licked the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine, unquote. Ahab's latest crime was the last straw, so to speak, in the eyes of God. Soon thereafter, the judgment of God would fall upon that king. Ahab responded to Elijah's prophecy by labeling him as an enemy. Elijah turned that accusation back on him, replying that Ahab, quote, has sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord, unquote. Elijah thus denied that his animosity toward Ahab had a personal basis, instead fixing the blame on Ahab's rejection of God and his espousal of idolatry. As God's spokesman, Elijah served as God's instrument for dealing with Ahab. Ahab was indeed a wicked king, according to the writer of 1 Kings 21, who wrote that, quote, there was none like unto Ahab which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up, unquote. Elijah's words apparently had some effect on Ahab. That king tore his clothing, a sign of mourning, and fasted. God afterwards told the prophet, quote, seest thou how Ahab humbleth himself before me? Because he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.